The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus' very last words were of tremendous trust and confidence in his Father. To give out a loud cry would have been incredibly jarring, but he did it anyway. His last words were to his Father. In the gesture of the eternal high priest, he continued the dialogue of his life, which was a conversation in words and actions with the one who had begotten him, light from light, true God from true God. Archbishop Sheen said, Jesus' garments are consigned to his executioners, his blood to the earth, his body to the grave, his mother to John, and his soul to his heavenly Father. He entrusted all he had left to his Father in heaven. Into your hands I commend my spirit was the prayer that Jewish young people were taught to pray before they went to bed. It's still the prayer that all of us priests and all others who pray the Liturgy of the Hours pray each night before we go to bed. From the lips of Jesus, these words express tremendous confidence, hope, and trust. Jesus was quoting from Psalm 31. Let's enter into his thought in the last seconds of his life on earth. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Never let me be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead and guide me. Take me out of the net that's hidden from me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. For you have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love because you have seen my affliction. This whole psalm finishes like all the other psalms that Jesus was praying from the cross with a great act of abandonment and praise. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was beset as a city under siege. I had said in my alarm, I'm driven from your sight, but you heard my supplication when I cried out to you for help. And then he turns and says, Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves his faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts haughtily. But you be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. After the experience of tremendous abandonment, tremendous thirst on the cross, Jesus allowed his heart to take courage. He was waiting for the Lord, and the Lord's eternal victory came for him. The only thing Jesus did in altering Psalm 31 was to add the most important word of all, Father. Pope Benedict taught us in his Catechesis on Prayer. At this moment of suffering, Jesus' prayer, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, is a loud cry of supreme and total entrustment to God. This prayer expresses the full awareness that he had not been abandoned. The initial invocation, Father, recalls his first declaration as a 12-year-old kid. At that time he had stayed for 3 days in the temple of Jerusalem, whose veil was now being torn in two. He still entrusted himself to that same Father. He was still about the Father's business. From the beginning to the end, what fully determines Jesus' feelings, words, and actions is his unique relationship with the Father. On the cross, he lives to the full in love this filial relationship he has with God, which gives life to all his prayer. The words spoken by Jesus are not a mere citation. They express a firm decision. Jesus delivers himself to the Father in an act of total abandonment. These words are a prayer of entrustment, of total trust in God the Father's love. Jesus' prayer as he faces death is dramatic as it is for every human being, but at the same time it's imbued with a deep calm that's born from a trust in the Father, from the desire to commend oneself totally to him. In Gethsemane, when he had begun the final struggle in his most intense prayer, he was about to be delivered into the hands of men. His sweat became like drops of blood falling upon the ground. Nevertheless, his heart was still fully obedient to the Father's will. And because of this, an angel from heaven came to strengthen him. Now, in his last moments, Jesus turns to the Father, telling him into whose hands he really commits his whole life. Now that life is about to depart from him, he seals his last decision in prayer. Jesus lets himself be delivered into the hands of men, but it is into the hands of the Father that he places his spirit. Thus, as St. John affirms, all was finished. The supreme act of love was carried to the end, to the limit, and even beyond the limit. Jesus, who at the supreme moment of death entrusts himself totally to the hands of God the Father, communicates to us the certainty that however harsh the trial, however difficult the problem, however acute the suffering may be, we shall never fall from God's hands. Those hands that created us, those hands that have sustained us and that have accompanied us all the way throughout our life. Because those hands come to us with an infinite and faithful love. Jesus was proclaiming his love for the Lord, God his Father, and inspiring us likewise to be strong and let our hearts take courage, those of us who are waiting for God. The secret for peace in this life and at the moment of death is this trust in God we see in Jesus. It's to make a deposit of our life to God every day, so that we can reclaim that deposit with interest later. Cardinal Justin Regarli, the former Archbishop of Philadelphia, wrote 2 days before he retired in 2011 a letter to all his priests because he was about to be replaced and everybody was looking to see what Archbishop Chaput would do as his replacement. Few have ever paid attention to this letter, but I think it's one of the most profound letters of preparing for death that has ever been written by anybody. Cardinal Regarli said that the secret to a real happy life is to learn from Jesus two expressions and to pray them and to live them every day. The first expression, which is all about the passion, Jesus gave us in his discourse on the Good Shepherd. Jesus said, "No one takes my life from me. I freely lay it down." I'm not going to be a victim. Even though Jesus was, in a sense, a victim, Jesus freely went. Cardinal Regarli says the secret is to use our freedom in the same way. No one's going to drag me to a place I don't want to go. I'm freely going to go. Jesus had said that. If you slap one side of the cheek, turn the other. Someone asks you to go 1 mile, go two. Don't grit against it the entire time. Make it an act of your freedom. And then second, as you're laying down your life freely, lay it to God. The second phrase is, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Cardinal Regarli advised his brother priests in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to regularly pray both of those every single day, to get up in the morning at the morning offering. First thought, as we thank God for the gift of that day, to say, "I'm not going to be dragged today. I'm not going to be dragged by the devil. I'm not going to be dragged by pressures. I'm not going to be dragged by peers. I'm freely going to give my life, Lord, today. Might be the last day that I have, but I'm going to freely give it for you and for others." And then totally entrust ourselves over to the Lord. When we come to Mass, to renew both of those phrases. When we pray the Rosary, to renew both of those phrases. And at the very end of the day, when we're examining our conscience before we go to bed, to renew both of those phrases and entrust ourselves anew to the Lord with total freedom and total self-giving. Cardinal Regarli says, if we start to do that now, then on that day, in which we will breathe our last. We will be able to go before the Lord, and that entrustment on our deathbed will be only the exclamation point of a self-gift freely given that we have already said hundreds or thousands or 10,000 times. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. No one takes my life from me. I freely give it to the Father. Jesus' whole mission was to teach us how to relate to the Father with trust, to teach us to long that His name be hallowed, not our name, to worry so much more about passing on the name Christian than somebody would care about passing on the name Landry, that His kingdom come, not ours, that His will be done, not ours, confidence that He'll give us every single day our daily bread, that we don't have to ask Him for tomorrow because He'll still be loving us tomorrow, that He'll forgive us our sins and desires to do it, but wants us to forgive others their debts, which are much smaller, that He'll give us the help we need to triumph over temptation and deliver us from evil, that in fact He will give us every good thing we ever request. For everyone who asks receives, Jesus said once. Everyone who searches finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you, if his child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? If the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? The Father will give us the gift of that total entrustment if we ask for it. Jesus' first word on the cross was to His Father for forgiveness. His last word was to the Father, one of infinite trust. We turn to that same Father, and together with Jesus now, entrust our spirit, our body, our families, our jobs, our worries, all our hearts, mind, soul, and strength to Him, through, with, and in Jesus, in the triumph of the cross.